Thanks, guys.
That was peaceful, was it not? She chooses her music every week because it would be crazy for me to try to do that, amen? So she has the delegation. She has chooses the music that she plays every week because she's talking to God too, amen? And the only way for the church to survive is if people work together in the body, amen? So thank you for that piece. And let's stand up and pray together. And then Jean's going to sing a song that she chose. Hallelujah. So that's how it works. We need to have a body strong in Christ. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus, for that prayer. He inhabits the praise of his people. I say that every week because I want you to get that in your head so you say it all week long and say, the pastor's got me saying the same thing all the time. He inhabits the praise of his people. When you're in your car, he inhabits that praise. Amen. You got to be in that spirit to understand that God is for you. Amen. Who is God for? You. We established last week that he's not for a church. Amen. He said, if anyone knocks, I will come in. Anyone doesn't sound like a church to me. Amen. It sounds like you and you. How many love God in here today? Hallelujah. Then give him that praise he so deserves. You gotta tell people about him, and you gotta talk about, we can't let people who don't know talk about him. People who don't know the word of God talk about it, because they're not gonna talk about forgiveness, which is the key to all of the blessings in life. Forgiveness is the key. Let's read. I didn't forget, Bernie. We've been mentioning you because I've been doing the responsive reading very faithfully. Hallelujah. Since you've been gone. So read with me the responsive reading. Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, marking wise the simple. Making wise the simple. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Hallelujah. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. This God that we love and serve so much is a wonderful, beautiful, forgiving, blessing God. All blessings come from God. Amen. And there are times, hallelujah, there are times in your life where God has answered a prayer, you might not have been ready to go through that door, and he just held it back. He didn't take it away from you. Say that with me. He did not take it away from you, but he continues to give you opportunities when your prayers arise. Amen? And he does that to draw you closer to him, to let you know how wonderful and beautiful our God in heaven is. Amen? You just have to have that kind of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a beautiful day we're blessed with today. Look at the attendance today. I'm so humbled. Amen. I am humbled that folks are going to come here. So let's all pray together that the words received will move you today to a new place with God. Amen. Not with me. Amen. I'm going to do my best, and I got a lot here in front of me. I took off a lot here today, so I hope you all wake and shaken up. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to put us right in Exodus. Exodus is the second book in the Bible, amen. Who wrote it? Who lived it? So he knew pretty much what he was talking about, amen. But there's something very important for the churches to understand and for the church to understand. And I found this, I shared it with Deacon Gary last week, but I want to share it with the church today. Exodus 18. And Jethro, the priest of the Midian, Moses' father-in-law. Moses who? His father heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so it was, this is 18:13. Now listen to this. And so it was on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood before Moses from morning until evening. How long? So when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me and to inquire about God. When they have a difficulty, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and his laws." So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "This thing you do is not good." Say that with me. This thing you do is not good. He says, "Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out. For this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself." Let me tell you, when I first became a pastor, I wanted to do the Bible study. I wanted to do the men's meeting. I wanted to play all the music. I wanted to do it all. And God has pat me on top of the head, says, "Son, just read my word and preach on Sunday." Amen? This is what the churches need to know. This is why you need to know your place, because you have a major place in this church. Amen? He said, both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out, for this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself. And then he said, "Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk, the work they must do." That's what I do every Sunday. Amen. Show you, teach you the statutes. Amen. How many in here are perfect? If there's anybody perfect, we're in the wrong place. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, are we all working towards the same goal? I said, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of ten." Now please understand the word ruler. Nobody in here is a ruler of anybody. Can I get an amen? We are teachers. I'm your shepherd. I am not a ruler. I protect the flock. My heart is to protect. The people here teaching are teachers. They are not rulers. Amen? But the Bible says the rulers, you got to share it. And so let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you. But every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you, for they will bear the burden with you. Hallelujah. If you do this thing, and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all this people will also go to their place in peace. Hallelujah. So Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Hallelujah. Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. So they judged the people at all times. The hard cases they brought to Moses, but they judged every small case themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way to his own land. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am responsible for you. Anything that I teach, anything that I read, God is listening to me. Amen. It's going through me. I am responsible to bring you to the Word of God. So that's why I have to be the final say. That's why in the big issues, it's not that I'm the boss, but I am the shepherd. And I have to have that final say in order to keep the church united, in order to stay focused on the Word. Amen. That has to be. Amen. It's not anybody over anybody. It's just I was called to be your pastor, to be your shepherd. Amen. And now in doing so, Deacon Gary has now been leader of the Bible study. He has called, been leader, and he accepted that call. Can you say that with me? He accepted that call to be the leader of the Bible study. So now you go to Deacon Gary when you have the Bible study and you're to reading the Word of God. You go to Gary. See, now Gary can take care of situations. And we have deacons and elders in the church, amen, Sergio, for the same purpose, that you can go to them with needs, go to them with questions, amen, because they have been chosen to lead. Deacon Chuck, you go to Deacon Chuck for talking to Maryland. You go to them and talk to them about faith, because they stood in faith, brothers and sisters, when there were six people in here. Six. And there they sat, and Brother David, amen? So that's where you go to get some energy, get some faith, get some foundation, amen? But it's so important that the church, and that's why this young lady here chooses her songs on Sunday. It would be crazy for me to wonder, what's she going to play today? And I said, Lord, I'm praying. Maryland, how many times have the songs and the sermon and what you put in the bulletin been in line with God? How many times? So many that it's crazy to eat. We laugh about it now, but it's true, is it not? Because we're listening to God, amen? How many know that we can all make mistakes? That's why we need each other, amen? Hallelujah, that we need each other, except for Gene. That's right, Walter, I remember that. So you play what your heart directs you to play, and it blesses the church. Jean sings what the Lord blesses her to sing, and it blesses the church. Amen? This is how a church becomes blessed and becomes strong, because it comes your church. Amen? I wish we had a Medal of Honor wall, a wall of Medal of Honor, to just put names on a plaque out there for people who have done for this church. Not for praise, but for other people to see, walk in and see. Oh, there's Art and Gladys's name. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they take care of the gardens. They take care of the front. They grew the flowers, the cactuses. They did all that work when nobody was here. It was a Wednesday. Nobody was around. Everybody was at the courthouse. But there they were in the yard, putting the flowers in, putting the perennials, planting trees. And they did it for who? The body, amen? So when I say great people, those are great people in this church. Amen. They're not millionaires, they're not billionaires, but they're great people in this church. So they're great for you, your brothers and sisters, amen? Can I get an amen? That's how a church becomes stronger, united in God, and a family in Christ, amen? And that's the goal of the church, for everybody to be stronger, hallelujah. Now I know that Deacon Gary, you're doing the Bible study, and your beautiful bride, Marcia, has been part of that with you every step of the way. That has made her stronger, because now she has to work with you and teach you. I know, Marcia, I know, and trust me, I know. Men and women working together, praise the Lord. Thank God for women, because men wouldn't know what to do with themselves. I admit it. Yes, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. You know, you were in another church and you started laughing, they'd ask you to leave, you know. We don't do that here. We want you to have joy in the Lord. So let's just pray together and understand that everybody in this church, has a cause and has something to do, can be a part of it, can be a builder in this church. You're called to be fellowship with your brothers and your sisters. The Bible says to not forgo that fellowship. This Sunday morning meeting that we do is so important for us to get us strength to face the problems of the day, to get us face the problems of the world. We're all dealing with things individually. We need each other to hold us together. This lesson today from Jethro tells us that we all have a part to play. We all have a part to make this church greater, to tell others about God. Hallelujah. And John was asked, hallelujah. Jesus asked John, that's why I've been asking you all morning, how are you? Jesus said, do you love me? Hallelujah. Do they love me? And he said, feed my lambs. And then God said, do you love me? And he said, yes, and feed my sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take care of my flock. God is asking you today, if you love him, to tell others about him, not to be afraid, to draw more people to church, to give them more hope, to teach them about forgiveness. Hallelujah. The word that cures everything that ails us. We don't hear a lot about it today in the world, but forgiveness is what cures all that ails us. Hallelujah. Because we need to forgive each other. But they don't hear that. Hallelujah. People must see faith in action before we ever see a reaction. Understand that. The people that you're praying for and the people that you're talking to, they need to see it in you. They need to see your faith, see your joy before you see the reaction that you want drawing them to God. That's our responsibility, and that's what we're striving for, and that's the church that we're building. You can look around today and see love and compassion and caring. That's what we're building. That's our responsibility with God. Hallelujah. So Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you showed us again the way. Thank you, Lord, that we're strong enough to delegate. We're strong enough to see that we need each other helping us, to need each other to lift us up. We need each other to be stronger. And then we need to go out and reach people who are hungry for what we have. If somebody doesn't listen today, maybe they'll listen tomorrow. But don't spend so much time on one person that we miss 10 others who are hungrier. Lord, that's our calling, and we're standing in this church believing for great and mighty things. We're believing in your promises and your blessings, Lord. We can only do it together, together and with you, Lord, together as a family in Christ in this church, Lord. So help us, Lord. Help us to be stronger. Help us to be bolder. Help us to be kinder. And Lord, just help us to forgive everything that we need to forgive each and every day that cleanses us to be able to ask for prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day and for this attendance. Lord, may the words that we read now and the joy that we share now be just received as we make Exodus part of life in this church today. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Hear my prayer, Father. Praise, church. He inhabits the praise of his people. God has answered my prayer all week. I said, Lord, can the Yankees win a few games in a row? And they have. The only problem is so have the Red Sox. That's all right. I'm happy. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. Thank you, Lord. Moses. Anybody remember Moses? Called God. Moses was tending the flock at Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And the Lord said, who said it? I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. Hallelujah. He said that. God was talking to who? And you say you all love God. Amen. So God is talking to Moses. So I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up from the land to the good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the Canaanites and Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Therefore now, behold, and cry, the children of Israel, come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you, who? to Pharaoh that you may bring my people to the children of Israel out of Egypt. Okay, he called him to do that, but God is calling you today to do it. I wish I could pick names. Any volunteers today? Walter? He's calling you today to tell people about him. He said, amen. Are you willing to do that? He's calling you just like he called Moses. Amen. You might not have to deliver the Egyptians and the Israelites out of Egypt, but he's calling you today. Amen. And this is what now we know Moses. Moses is going to answer. Amen. Is he going to answer like you or going to? And Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, God said, and this shall be the sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. And God is saying to you again, George Marsh, go out and tell people about him. And you're saying, well, who am I? And God is saying, no, you tell the people about him, and I'm going to show people all the glory. Amen? That's Exodus. Amen? You're living in Exodus now, Lisa. Amen? So now Moses is sure. Now God said, listen. He said, I will be with you. Okay, that's good. I'm ready, God. Moses said, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said, okay, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you to me. Hallelujah. There you go. Amen. Pretty good answer, eh? That good? All right. There's more. I got more. I ain't done yet. Thank you, Lord. Then Moses answered and said to God, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, your liar has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that rod in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he talks about the rod turning into a serpent. Amen. But today you have a different rod in your hand. Anybody know what it is? You have the Bible in your hand today. Amen. So God is saying, use that Bible. I have put my words in there. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the fall, by the tail. And he caused, reached out his hand and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand again. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Moses answered again, 4:10. Then Moses said to the Lord, now I don't want to pick on anybody. Anybody want to volunteer? I don't want to volunteer. Okay. Then somebody in the air said, Lord, I'm just not eloquent enough, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. How many in here are afraid to talk to somebody because you're afraid you might say the wrong thing? How many are just afraid to just... And here's God saying, I'm going to be with you. Amen. I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell you what to say. I gave you the rod. I gave you the Bible. Amen. Go out there and tell somebody good news. Tell them about forgiveness. Say, but Pastor Larry, I'm not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I'm slow of speech. So the Lord said to him, who has made a man's mouth? Hallelujah. Who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have I not the Lord? Now therefore, God is saying, now therefore go and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. What could be better than that? Amen. Karen, if you go out and God is going to teach you what to say when you're talking to your husband or something, you're not going to say what you want to say. You're going to say something from God. Amen. So we shouldn't be afraid anymore, right? Moses is ready now because God just told him, I'm going to tell you what to say. Whew. What could be better than that? Thank you, Lord. Where am I? Oh, yeah, I got it. Now, therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. He's ready now. Amen? You all ready, right? You know what he's gonna say. Ready? God is with you. He's right behind you, pushing you, right? Pushing. And there's Moses. After all that he said to him. And he's speaking to God. Amen? I'm only speaking from the Bible, but this guy's talking to God. Amen? Oh, my Lord, that's a good way to start. It goes downhill from here. Please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. Somebody else do it, Lord. After all that God has done for us, all that he's leading us, all the blessings he has, and he's standing there talking to Moses and all the things he's going to do, and Moses' final answer is, oh, my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. Thank God we have the God of kindness, amen? the God of compassion. Then the Bible says this in 4:14 in Exodus. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Now God was angry at Moses, amen? But is he going to punish him? No, he's not the God of punishment, amen? And he says, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. So he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take this rod in your hand, which you shall do, which do all the signs. Amen. Give them praise, because they're going to do it now. Amen. That's right. They're going to do it now. They're doing all the right things. Hallelujah, right? Mm-hmm. Remember the Mount of Transfiguration? With Jesus on the mount, and the disciples see, who do they see with Jesus? Moses, amen? You see how great a man Moses became, amen, in the eyes of God? A man just like us, who questioned everything that God told him to do, even after God told him he would do it, who was raised up higher than any man could be raised? Moses, amen? Who raised him up? God. Why? Because he was obedient to what God asked him to do. He might have been afraid. Obviously, he was afraid, right? He might have had doubt, amen? Obviously, how many here have doubt every day? How many are afraid every day? I mean, but like in Exodus, you are now the Moses, Chuck, Marilyn, you're the Moses now. You got to, and even though you're afraid to do it, Elaine, you have to, God is going to raise you up higher than you can ever imagine, amen? Brother Gary, I know the heart, I know your heart is troubled, but God is ready to lift you up when you're ready to just let it happen. You got to trust his timing, not the timing of the world, not our timing, amen? How many know our timing can be very off, amen? We want the answer to be right, so when the answer comes, it'll be perfect, amen? You have to have that strength and show that faith and show that peace inside. You have to not let the devil hold you down. You can't let the devil hold you back. You can't let doubt be your crutch, amen? You got to walk. Even though Moses was afraid and all of us would be, he did what God told him to do, amen? Now we're going to become not Moses, but we're now the children of Israel. Are you all ready? Hallelujah. We're changing. We're still in Exodus. We're in the 14 now. The children, you all become children of Israel. I want you to listen. Because you might think today, Gary, you might think of giving up. Amen. Or you might think Walter have given up. Lisa have given up. Because the prayer hasn't been answered. But you listen to what Moses went through. Every time he went through it, he must have said, I must have been out of my mind. These people are crazy. Amen. And how many times in your life you thought that God isn't going to answer the prayer? Amen. If you could just remember that. Oh, that we don't keep a journal for how many times he has answered our prayers. How many times you were driving at night on a highway and you didn't break down. How many times you got home in a blizzard. How many times God has carried you through something you couldn't have carried yourself through. Amen. Oh, that we forget that. Hallelujah. All right. Well, now I told you I got a lot of stuff here, so stay with me. So now the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel, to you. Hallelujah. For the Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are bewildered. Now he's telling Moses, speak to the children, and he's telling them where to camp. He's saying, I want you to go camp by the Red Sea, amen. I want you to go down, and I want you to make your camp by the Red Sea, amen. And he's saying, for Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. See, God had a purpose for sending them to the Red Sea, amen. The Pharaoh's going to look and say, look what they did. They just put themselves in a place where they can't get out of. And then he says, I will harden the Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army. How much of his army? That the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord, and they did so. They did exactly what God told them to do. Amen. So the Egyptians pursued them, all horses, chariots, Pharaoh, his horsemen, and the army, and overtook them, camped by the sea, besides Pi Hadaroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, listen to this. Now you got to understand, what did Moses do with these people? He set them free. Amen. They were what? Slaves to who? Egypt. Amen. Moses took them and made them free. Can I get an amen? So they were in bondage. They were being whipped. They were being made to work. And Moses took them and they're free now. Hallelujah. And when the Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, which I can understand. And the children of Israel cried out to Moses, to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt so with us to bring us up out of Egypt? He's just set them free. And what's the first thing they're doing? Complaining. Thank you. And then there's, is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die here in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you will see again no more forever. Amen. And you know the story, amen. You know the story of Moses in the Red Sea. He raises up the rod, amen, and the Red Sea parts. And the Israelites go through the Red Sea, amen, and they turn and look. And when the Egyptians follow him on chariot, what happens? The water comes and floods them all, and they're all gone. Amen. I mean, if you saw that happen, if you went down to the Naugatuck River and you saw that happen in the Naugatuck River, would you ever doubt God again? Never. No? Well, hallelujah. They saw this. Amen. And here's what happened. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Did I say beautiful? They sang a song to Moses. Hallelujah. And they sang praises to God. Can you imagine that? They sang songs to the Lord for praise and honor, strength and glory. Listen to some of it. I will sing to the Lord, they said, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. Hallelujah. And he has become my salvation. Hallelujah. And he's my God. And I will praise him, my father's God. And I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army have cast into the sea. He's chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. Hallelujah. They're singing praises to Moses and to God. Hallelujah, right? That's like a Christian on a Sunday, amen. Oh, hallelujah, praise God, dancing up and down, waving their, oh, I love God so much in church on Sunday. And then Tuesday something happens, uh-oh. I'm not kidding. Are you with me? 3 days. 3 days later. How many days? 3 days since I read that song. And there's a whole, you want to read the song, it's Exodus 15. If you want to read how they just praise God, going out, by the greatness of your arm, they'll be great as the stone. To all the people, pass over, O Lord, hallelujah. How many days? 3 days. Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people, I'm sorry, but this is you. The people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? 3 days after he parts the Red Sea, and they're worried about now what? Water. What shall we drink? Hallelujah. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. And he said, if you diligently heed the voice of your Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of his diseases on you which I have brought from the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Well, they got the water, amen? They should be happy now, right? Yeah, I know. 6 weeks later. And they journeyed from Eliam, and all the congregation of children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Eliam and Sinai. And the 15th day of the second month, 1 month and a half, 6 weeks after they departed from the land of Egypt, the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. He must have said, I must have been talking to a burning bush. I should have just stayed there. 6 weeks after the water, and but the whole congregation complained against Moses and Aaron. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, listen to what they said." You want to hear? Now, I just read the praise, amen. This is 6 weeks before they were singing praises about God, amen. They were singing how great God is. How you see that on Sunday? People with their hands up, praising the Lord. Oh, claiming what religion they are, whatever denomination. God bless you for that. But this is what they're saying. See, that, hallelujah. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that we had died by the hands of the Lord in the land of Egypt." 6 weeks. "When we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Whew. Boy, I see it all the time, man. Are you with me? You see how this Exodus is living today in churches and with people, amen? People talking about God, and no matter what he did, how he does, they need more food, amen? And trust me, God hears, amen? God is going to answer. It's important that I read that when God's anger was against Moses. Remember the Bible said, who said it? The Bible said that God's anger was on. But did God do punish him? No. God found another way for Moses. Amen? Are you with me? "Oh, that we had died by the hands of the Lord in the land of Egypt." 6 weeks after singing these praises to God about all the great things he's done for them. Hallelujah. "For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Moses said, "This shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to be full. For the Lord hears your complaints which you have made against him." And what are we? Moses, listen to what he says. This is so one line, so important. He says, "And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against God." Hallelujah. Then Moses spoke to Aaron, saying to all the congregation of the children of Israel, "Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints." Amen. Heard your complaints. And who are we complaining against? Man? Some people complain against their church. Amen. Some people complain against all sorts of things. They get in politics and they complain about all that. But who we claim we're talking to God now, amen? This church, we're talking to God, amen? And we're all like the Israelites sometimes. I'm sorry, but we all are. My hands raised also, amen? There are times I feel depressed, times I feel worried, times I feel anger, just like, and I feel like God's not hearing me. Sergio, it's the truth, because I'm human, amen? And I pray to God and I say, "How can this be? How can it happen?" And God is tapping me on top of the head and said, "I got it. Just walk with me and trust with me, amen?" And the more we walk with him and trust him, the closer we are and the stronger we become, amen? Because it's no longer my way, it's his way, amen? So when you think about complaining and you see how it was even in the Exodus, where you could live that, you're living that today, brothers and sisters, amen? Just because this is the second book in the Bible and it's back to the beginning, it's exactly what we see every single day. No matter what God did for you on Sunday, he didn't do enough for you on Wednesday. And Moses made that point. He said, "You're not mad at me. You're not complaining against me. You're complaining against who? God." Amen? And that's what we have to understand. What are we? Your complaints are not against us, but the Lord. The Bible says he has heard your complaints. Imagine that. The Bible even says, not your prayers. Gary, right? He's not hearing your prayers. What is he hearing? Complaints. Imagine that. We should be talking with God every day, letting God into more of our life every day, because what we're all going through, and we don't know what each one of us are going through, amen, but trust me, we're all, whatever troubles we have, they're just the same for each of us, amen? What we're seeing, nobody is living in this church free from, amen? We were supposed to have company with us today. Amen? My stepson was supposed to be here with my grandson. And because of foolish words, amen, they're not here today. And don't think that for a second my bride isn't hurting in her heart, because she expected to have them here, amen? So we're going through things, you're the pastor, how can you be going through that? Because this is called life, amen? And we're walking. And maybe we haven't taught them enough about God. See, that's the thing I think. Maybe I didn't talk to my son about God enough. Maybe I didn't show him God with me. Maybe I showed him too much of me in the world, amen, that he sees me in the world and he doesn't see me with God. Can I get an amen? Maybe we do that with our children. We talk too much about what we want and our complaints instead of thanking God for what He's done, amen, and drawing us closer to each other and to Him. Are you with me? The Bible said He heard their complaints. Amen. If He heard their complaints, I ask you this question, church. How much more will He hear your prayers? Amen. When you thank Him. So you go to Him and, Lord, please forgive me for any of my iniquities today, Lord, but I need You today. And you be like Jacob and you hold on to that angel's leg, said, I'm not going to let go until You bless me. I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to stop coming to You. I'm not going to stop knocking. I'm going to keep believing until You bless me, Lord. How many can we need to do that. We need to do that in this church. We need to tell everybody that's here, you need to be here on Sunday. You should see the joy of the church today. You should see people looking over and seeing the joy of people being here. Hi, Judy, Phil. You should see what it does to other people. Kim, your presence here today makes my heart happy. It's the joy that we share together, amen? Seeing, hallelujah, Flo coming back. How much joy is that, amen? That's what the church does. But God is greater than even that. He's going to answer. He hears your complaints. I don't want God to hear my complaints anymore, Sergio. I want Him to hear my prayers. And how many know that prayer isn't getting on your knee and asking God for this, that, and the other? Prayer is conversation. Just conversation with our Father, amen? You said it this morning, our Father. So when you go to your dad when you were younger, did you get on your knees and pray to Him? Or did you go and talk to Him, amen? Maybe He didn't listen the way you wanted to. But that's the way we go to our Father in heaven, hallelujah. Imagine that. The book of Exodus is alive and well, 2017 in Derby, Connecticut, because we're living through that. No matter what God did for them on Monday, it wasn't enough on Wednesday, amen, because they failed to build the faith. They failed to build the foundation in this church, hallelujah. How far has God brought you? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you now, we're going to close right here. How far has God brought you to be here today? So many answered prayers. I know it's a new day and new problems, but the Bible said, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. I have to believe that, because everybody in your lives, whatever you're going through, you know it can't stay that way. So we want to do it with God, or we want to do it on our own. I choose God. Hallelujah. Where will your faith go? Hallelujah. Where will your faith go? Build those foundations with us today. Build them with God today. Build them in this house today. And let God lift you up as He did Moses. Just because you're scared, just because you're not sure, God will lift you higher than you ever thought possible. Not your way, but God's way. Give Him praise, church. Hallelujah.